Today, Kiwis more bullish on home prices and despite... Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, well noticed post covering finance and property news. Despite the recent recessionary news from New Zealand, low consumer confidence and high interest rates with floating rates around 8.63%, the latest ASB Housing Confidence Survey shows that for the first time in 18 months, more New Zealanders expect house prices to increase than decrease. They say Aucklanders continue to be the most bullish in their house price expectations, with a net 39% anticipating prices will rise. The ASB says that more bullish housing market sentiment is very much a New Zealand-wide story, though. All of the regions they survey are anticipating prices will rise by a net margin of 30 to 40%. And while the housing demand-supply balance varies from region to region, other factors are likely to drive prices higher. The likelihood mortgage rates are close to peaking, and the prospect of a more stimulatory government policy regime are national in scope. And the report says there has been a steady reduction in the net balance of Kiwis expecting further house price falls over recent surveys, and net 28% of New Zealanders expect a further increase in interest rates. That's a wide margin, though there's been a steady reduction in expectations over the last 18 months, as we've moved through the hiking cycle. Not long ago, a net 80% of respondents were predicting further lifts. They went on to say it's been a tricky period for anyone trying to predict the mortgage rates. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand has kept the official cash rate on hold and generally signalled a high hurdle for future hikes. But wholesale rates have been volatile and were putting further upward pressure on mortgages until recently. While fewer Kiwis are expecting rates to increase, only 15% expected them to actually fall. And they conclude, with recent data generally showing prices no longer falling, Kiwis tend to think the housing market has reached a turning point. Despite this, there's been little change in the net balance of Kiwis who think now is a good time to buy a house, with that figure unchanged at just 6%. Still, that's a far cry from the mood of the market over much of last year, where by a 20 to 30% margin, respondents felt it was a bad time to buy. The key to this expectation is, in my view, the high migration flows, as reported by Stats New Zealand. This chart underscores the big swings with a recent peak, which puts more demand on property supply. And in November, the Financial Stability Report explored these dynamics. At that time, the Reserve Bank said several factors explain the recent rise in house prices, partly reflecting the large net immigration New Zealand is currently experiencing. While shorter-term mortgage interest rates have continued to climb, longer-term rates have generally stabilised over the past 6 months. The test interest rate at which lenders assess prospective borrowers' ability to make repayments has increased only slightly further to around 8.75 to 9%, largely maintaining buyers' borrowing capacity. Moreover, high inflation is also being reflected in asset prices, including housing and household incomes. Compared to the median household disposable income, median house prices have fallen to a ratio of 9 times from 11 times, and house prices relative to income have fallen more strongly in Auckland, where the ratio is now back to levels last seen in 2013. The strong supply response to earlier high house prices is continuing, they said, with construction activity remaining at historically high levels. But the pipeline of future housing supply is set to decline, with residential building consents down around 20% from a year ago. And banks and contacts in the residential development industry reported that pre-sales, where an end buyer commits to purchase a housing developer's product, remain very low compared to recent years. This reflects that buyers continue to face high interest rates and that more existing properties are available to purchase. Construction delays and cost escalation in recent years have also affected pre-sales, although the extent of those factors have recently reduced. And finally, it's worth noting that the Monetary Policy Committee remit, which sets the operational objectives for monetary policy, was amended recently. The amended remit retains an inflation target of 1 to 3% over the medium term, with a focus on the 2% midpoint, but removes the objective to support maximum sustainable employment. The amendment is consistent with advice the Reserve Bank has given in the past and helps to reiterate our focus on achieving low and stable consumer price inflation, Board Chair Professor Neil Quigley said. So all up, as ASB puts it, the current environment is a nuanced one for prospective buyers. With the market no longer de-accelerating, there's now less risk of buyers shelling out a hefty chunk for an asset that continues to decline in value and so find themselves in negative equity. New Zealand housing affordability remains, though, woefully low by any historical standards, but some hopeful Kiwis might be figuring that after a 16% peak-to-trough fall in prices and some decent wage growth, there won't be a better time to try and cobble together the cash or a deposit. But on the other hand, with mortgage rates at high levels and unlikely to ease anytime soon, the debt servicing environment is still very challenging for many. So some prospective buyers in the South Island, where prices haven't risen as much as in Auckland, may be thinking that it could be worth waiting for interest rates to move lower. So a couple of quick observations. Firstly, of course, ASB is in the business of making mortgage lending, so they're going to be talking house prices up, of course. And secondly, the environment is still very sticky. There's still a risk of a recession. Interest rates are still very high. And migration is coming off its tops, so that might change the supply-demand balance for property. But overall, I think you can sheet the recent changes back to this high migration, which of course is mirroring what's happening in Australia. The fact is that demand for property is being supported by that migration, and that will in turn, over the medium term, support house prices. And just before I go, I'd like to wish specifically my Kiwi followers a very happy and prosperous Christmas and New Year. And thanks for following us. We'll continue to report on the New Zealand economy as we go into 2024. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.